Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is welcome to the Big Storm Show. I'm your host, Waheed Amir. And I've been down with my health been failing me here. Well, not failing me, but it hadn't been the greatest. So I've been off for a few, but I'm back, and I have a show today that I want to. Well, I was going to do on the shooting in Chicago and the mass shooting yesterday in San Bernardino, California, on the shooting of the 16-year-old in Chicago. Talk about something that's been bothering me for a little bit, you know, and that's this pipeline we have from, like, elementary school to the jailhouse. 'Cause, you know, today was, you know, something I was had set aside for the shootings and just the mass shooting. That was such a terrible, terrible occurrence yesterday here where I'm in my state of California, of San Bernardino County. You know, these guys just going to a center of mentally challenged or just challenged individuals where they were having some kind of award and just open fire. You know, 14 people were hit. And I don't think that's, that was just terrible. But what I want to talk about now, I want to talk about, you know, is, the three strike laws, and how it is systematically just taking our youth, black youth, Latino youth, just taking them off the streets and just put them away. Most of them put away for life, and it's such a sad situation, and I don't think it's despair, you know, because some people may have committed some crimes when they were 17, 18, you know, and then, you know, wait 15 years to get into something, you know, an altercation with somebody, and then they can bring up what happened 16, 17 years ago like they've been continually in a criminal lifestyle, and that's just not the case. So, but right now I got I'm reading a book called America's Conduct, Inner City's Conduct, Inner City Escort by Larry Davis. The book here is such a must read for everyone. It's a must read for everyone. It tells how you go from the inner city and how the laws, the Constitution was written, what it's meant for, and by me reading and checking in on the Constitution, and this book is such a powerful book. I've asked, I guess, the publisher or the editor, if she can, if they can call in and speak on, you know, on the book for a minute, and, you know, it's something that everybody needs to read. Callers on the line that's coming through right now. I want to go to, I guess, it's the 515 area code, 513 area code.
Oh, hi.
Hello, caller.
Hi, yeah, it's Christy Woodworth. I called in.
Hey, Christy, how you doing? Christy Woodworth. Okay, how you doing? Yes. You had a lot to do with this America's Conduct in the City being published. Can you give me a reason or what possessed you to take this book on and, you know, get it out to the public?
Well, sure. My company that I was working with, just a business partner, and I were really a personal history company. So our business was helping people tell their life stories and publish them mostly for their families. But over time, as we did that, people would come to us and ask us about getting the book out to a wider base of readership. And so we basically just taught ourselves how to self-publish books, sell them on Amazon, and help people try to reach a broader audience with their stories. So when I first talked to Larry, I talked to him on the phone and just heard a little bit about his story. I hadn't read the book yet, but just heard a little bit about it and kind of got a feeling for who he was and what his intentions were, and it just seemed like the thing to do. We have, we just believe that everybody has a right and really an obligation to tell their life story, and particularly in Larry's case, he was really intent on helping other people learn from his story and helping keep young people from going down the same path that he had traveled.
Right. And I find the book to be very educational, very important, especially for my community, the Black community, that it needs to get out there. And I know this was a short notice. I, you know, asked for you to come on today. It's a short notice because I had, you know, other things going on. But I do want to talk to you in length at a time next week, probably the same time, a little earlier next week, so we can go in depth of this book and the reasoning and what made you just take it up on yourself to make sure this book get out there. And I do want to thank you again for helping Mr. Davis get his project out there that definitely need to be read. And if you can you give me a spot where give to my listeners somewhere they can go and get the book?
Sure. And thank you for your thanks. It really has been my it's been an honor to be a part of this and to get to know Larry, and a real learning experience for me as well. I mean, certainly a world, I've learned a lot about a world that I didn't know anything about, and I think it's made me a better, more empathetic person. So if people just go to Amazon.com, and in the search bar, they can enter the title of the book, America's Conduct. I'm just testing it as I do that, America's Conduct, and the book should come up. So it's available in two versions, a version without photographs and then a version with photographs. And then it's also available as a Kindle book, so you can read it on your Kindle or other electronic device.
Okay. All right. Would you be available, say, next Friday, around probably an hour earlier?
That should be fine. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I will touch base with you during the week, and then we'll set up something. Can you just give your name out one more time for these listeners?
Sure. My name's Christy Woodworth. Our business is called Beyond the Trees. We're based in Cincinnati. Beyond the Trees. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Christy, it was my pleasure talking to you, and I appreciate you calling in, and I definitely like to say thank you again for helping Larry get his book across, get his book out so other people can learn. And I will be talking to you again.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling in.
I look forward to it. Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, that was Christine Woodworth. Now, she had helped my friend of mine, Larry Davis, write this book. I have a call here from 916 area code. Let's see who on hold for 5 minutes. Hello, how you doing? This is Waheed Amir with the Big Storm Show. Can you state your name? Where you calling from?
This is John. I'm calling from the institution, and I just want to say I got the book, and so far I'm reading the book, and the book is very good and interesting. And I recommend that a lot of people, you know, grab this book, man, because it's really inspiring, and it really reaches out to
really
the people to better themselves. Just knowing about the things that go on in the black community, you know, I believe that everybody should know what we had to go through, you know, and in the lifestyles that we chose that brought us down. And, you know, it's going to teach a lot of people out there about, you know, our culture and what we went through. You understand?
And,
so,
and what, and what we could what we continue to go through. Sorry to cut you off, brother. Sorry to cut you off. But what we continue to go through. But can you repeat your name again?
My name is Ladon Bowden, and I'm calling from the Institution of Solano.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, yeah, I think the book, man, is very inspirational, you know. It's it taught me a lot, you know, and I definitely like the at the end of every chapter, you got a part of the Constitution Amendment to let us know that, you know, it was really wasn't meant for us. The Constitution wasn't meant for our community. But it was nice talking to you, brother. I hope you can listen in next week when Christine Woodworth be back on and explain, go in depth about this book, because I want her to really break down the reasoning why she took this one up. Was it something in the book that touched her soul, or, you know, that said, this has to be heard, this has to be known, people have to know what's really going on out here? So I definitely hope you can tune in next week, and I will be sending it out to, yeah, Lawrence Willing. Lawrence Willing. I will be sending it out, and hopefully to hear from you again next week.
Okay, man. Take care, man.
All right. Thank you, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
All right, brother. Bye-bye. Now, I was reading this book. I was reading the book, and I just found it so, you know, I couldn't put it down. You know, I look at some of the people and some of the names that's in here that I know that I've ran across, you know, and I know by reading this book, you know, it's all the truth. I know it to be a fact, put it that way. And it's people that really, really, all they know about me and my culture is what they hear on Fox News, CNN, they read in a newspaper. My mission out here is to get the younger generation that's coming up. You know, I was going to say 18 to 19, but that's kind of late. So I started on my with my football team. I'm a coach, high school football coach. I coach freshmen. So I try to start with them. And it's just like, whoa. And I try to tell them about the three strike laws. I have first off, what I do, I try to change their language. you know, the way they talk, the way they address one another. You know, right? It's you know, that's where it starts. It's how you greet somebody, how they greet you is where it starts first. That's where you need to get with, come at you wrong, and you're gonna go wrong or something like that. You know, this let me take a time out to say this is Waheed Amir of the Blog Talk Radio Big Storm Show. I'm Waheed Amir. I had a show set aside for something completely different, but I felt this is much more important, and I want to. I have a call now that I need to take from the 650 area code. Let me go to it. Caller, hello. Welcome to the Big Storm Show. This is Waheed Amir. You're on. Can you state your name and why you calling?
Hi, Waheed. My name is Julie Piccolotti, and I am a
Julie.
Proponent. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, good. So I'm calling in regard to a initiative that I've filed with the state of California called the Three Strikes Rehabilitation Reform Act of 2016. And we filed that back in October, and we're waiting on a title and summary. And so that'll be a ballot initiative that we want to get onto the 2016 ballot. And this would do is it would get a lot of people out who've been sentenced to 25 to life on nonviolent offenses. It goes further than Prop 47 or Prop 36. They were very successful, but there's a swath of people that have been kind of that haven't been touched by those initiatives, and so we're So we're looking to get these guys out, and I kind of think and what this initiative does is it allows anybody no strikes before March 7th, 1994, which is when the Three Strikes Law was enacted, and will no longer allow prosecutors to charge criminal threats as serious felonies. There's a couple of that's a wobbler. So it can either go as a serious felony or misdemeanor, and a lot of times that's a third strike, and it gets you sent away for 25 to life, and that's not necessarily fair depending upon what side of the fence you're on in regard to who you are and where you are in life. So, that's where
that's
we're
great,
at.
That's great, because I've actually – seen the initiative, I got it. I passed it to a council friend of mine. Well, he's an ex-council member of Long Beach District 9, 9th District in Long Beach, North Long Beach, California. And he told me that what he's trying to do, we got to get it to a state senator, or I got to get in touch with a state senator or an assemblyman, and have them to push it, so they have to push this law through.
I have a name of if you can get in contact with Holly Mitchell, she's in your area. She would be a fantastic resource.
Holly Mitchell. Okay.
Holly Mitchell. She's your representative down in the Los Angeles area.
Okay. Yeah, I have a few that I know that. One of them, he just became an assemblyman for Carson, you know, Gibson, you know, Gibson. He, I can get at him too. But yeah, I've got people that's trying to get to their councilmen in their cities to look at this initiative. And it makes sense, but, you know, like you say, it's a lot of politics and things going on, but. We don't get it done, and with your help, and I definitely appreciate what you're doing, because, you know, I've spoken with you a couple of times now, and, you know, and I can hear the sincerity in your voice, and I know that you feel just as strongly about this that I do, you know, and the people that I'm trying to represent is that it's just the problem is getting it to the right hands. You know,
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead.
No, and this initiative, the way it is written now, it's going to affect a lot of people in different areas. Though we're going to deal with mass incarceration. We're going to get a lot of people out, you know, number one. We deal with, you know, and in doing so, we address solitary confinement. And then, financially speaking, for the common taxpayer who may not have anybody that they know personally who is incarcerated, when you think about the numbers, if when we pay $65,000 a year on one inmate to keep them incarcerated beyond the 25 years, so we're looking to get guys out who are 37 to 100 out who've served a long time. But when you're when we continue to incarcerate them and we're supposed to keep them in good health, keep these people in good health. And we're paying for their medical while they're incarcerated. So that ends up over a long period of time costing the taxpayers of California a lot of money. And I think I'm really
They don't know that. Because all they want to know is keep people in that they think are hardcore criminals. And they're really not because they don't know the background of the crime and how they got prosecuted. But Judy, today was just something I threw together. I want you to come back next week and next Friday, where we can go into this a little deeper. I definitely need Holly Mitchell's number. You have her contact number?
I don't have her contact number. She has her own website. You just Google her.
Okay.
Google Holly Mitchell.
Yeah, I'll Google her.
She'll pop right up.
I'll Google
That's
her
how
today. And I appreciate you calling, taking time out to make this call. I appreciate it. And I know my people that you know appreciate it too. And I will get with you next week, middle of the week,
Excellent.
Let you know what time it's still going to be. And we're going to have much more time to get into this in depth so we can go from
okay.
there.
Okay. All right. Thank
nice
you so much for having
you.
Me. Nice chatting with
no
you.
No problem.
Too.
Talk to you
have
later.
A great day. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I got a 707 call. I see you there, but I want to talk to you, and I'm to you now. I see my brother right here, 707 area code. How you doing? This is Waheed Amir with the Big Storm Show. How you doing today, brother?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you fine. Did you appreciate what was said on the show today?
Yes, I found it very interesting, and I called in as a listener so that I can become informed on what actually transpired on the radio station. And I was moved by the interest and the concern that people have for other people's lives. So as I stated, I'm just a listener today. Hopefully I can call in later and to give more insight as to the things I want to say.
Okay, that's fine. I'll go because I got other calls in here too, and I'll be talking to you later, real soon.
All right, appreciate it, man. You got a beautiful show.
All right. Okay, stay online, and listen. Okay, brother. I'm going to the 562 area code. No, they just dropped off. What's this, 832 Houston? Oh, they just signed on as listeners. So what I'm getting at today to a couple of people I really needed to talk to. You know, Judy Ticolotti, she's very passionate about this three strike law, and as you know you can hear she wants to get this she wants to get these people. You know, they passed the law now. Bye. You know, it's there. So start sending my people home, especially the one of everybody, you know, everybody's people. You know, if they don't need to be there, send them home. You know, you can't just, continue to get free labor from people. You know, but if you go to the 13th Amendment, I guess you can. But yeah, my show was for Laquan up in Chicago. You know, and the way he was senselessly shot down in the middle of the street, and the way it was told to us is that he lunged at the officer with his knife, and then 404 days later, the video come out where he's walking with a knife, a little three-inch buck knife in his hand, but he's walking away from the officer. Officer pulls up in his car, jumps out, says something to him, he start walking away, and he hit him with 16 shots. You know, 14, 2. And the report he get, well, he lunged at the officer, and I had to discharge my weapon and hit him twice in the chest. And then now it comes out that he got hit 14 other times that he didn't tell about. And then they said everything was done according to the law. But you go to Burger King and erase 86 seconds of a surveillance video. You know, now this man is out on bail. Oh, man, I tell you, that was my show. I planned that show this week. And then yesterday here down in my land, down in San Bernardino County, you know, these guys going to this center, just open fire, but you know they get me with put on all this armored gear, but then you go where people are unarmed and they just enjoying themselves, then you open fire and then you run. You put on the armored gear, you want to go get somebody, go to the police station, go somewhere, go to the Air Force, go to the Army or somewhere, you know, go to, you know, people are ready to fight you all the time. Why go to a place that helps the disadvantaged? Well, I definitely want to do that show, so I probably have to do that in a week or two, because next week I have to talk to Julie and Christine, and I would like to get, if I can, get the author of this book, America's Conduct in the City, Escort, Mr. Larry Davis, on the line, if I can. You know, and but that's my time for today. Thank you for listening to the Big Storm Show. This is Waheed Amir. I'm signing off. Well, hold on. Let's see, I got one more. Hey, hello, it's Waheed, Big Storm Show. Are you there? Caller from the 310 area. I don't think he's calling in. Look like my co-host, Vincent Carrington. But I don't know what's happened. Okay, well, that is the show today. I will appreciate everyone for calling in. I appreciate you for the roles I couldn't get to. As you can see, it was something. it just went there. So I will be taking a call. I see a lot of callers that sit here just wanting to be for listening in person only, and that's good. I thank you. Next time you can go at it. Okay, that's my show. Thank you.